afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey, welcome to Rock Solid, your music podcast for all things old and new and classic and everything. And I'm Pat Francis.
Hi, Pat. I'm Gary Lucy. You know, normally we start off the show with some new business. We like talk about little, you know, news stories, you know, little songs, play a little game, maybe something like that. I move that this week we table new business because we have a special guest that she's sitting right here.
Hello.
Anybody, all in favor of tabling the new business, say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
I don't know what the new business is. Well,
new business, we just talk about, like,
we play
a game, or just, you know, just something to, like, ease into it. You know, like in a magazine, they have that little stuff up front before you get to the main articles.
I like that stuff. That's the only stuff I like to read.
I know, the rest, I'm like, I'm going to read this later, and I never get to it. Yeah. This looks like a fascinating article. But today, our fascinating article, our main feature, ladies and gentlemen, from the Muffs, rock and roll legend Kim Shattuck. Welcome to Rock Solid.
Hi. Thank you. What a nice intro.
Pat, I'm going to lay on the ground and breathe into a bag. You talk to Kim for a second. I'm so excited.
You have the hiccups?
I'm just so excited.
I feel like
you're here.
Know so much about Kim right now. I know that she's painting her new house.
I am.
She eats gluten-free.
I do.
She's
for a long time.
She's a tall drink of water compared to us three shorties.
Yes.
And she's been married about 8 years.
Yes. Yes, I have.
So, and they're still into each other?
Yes, definitely.
And,
that was a direct quote. Wow.
Yeah, it was.
You have a good memory.
He listens.
Thank you.
And
3 seconds ago.
I'll tell you this, the Muffs, you guys are celebrating your 20th anniversary this year, right?
We did. Yeah, we did.
So crazy.
It was this year.
Where does the time go?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's a long time.
Kim, I have a theory about you. Tell me if this is right or wrong. You seem like a very cool, well-adjusted, happy person. You seem like, you know, very comfortable in your own skin. You seem like that. You know, that's just my perception. Just like meeting you here. Well, that's the vibe that you give off. And you're also a person who spends a lot of time screaming.
I do.
Matt, could you please play, cue up Agony till about the 2 minute mark?
Oh my God.
We're the end of that. Like, if you're not
familiar, I do scream
with the Muffs music. So everyone
probably a little too much. Like a little.
There it is. Just like that.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Come here. So my question
you
is,
you can turn me up now.
Is that
you can turn me down a little bit?
Is
I know.
Yeah, okay, there won't be any more screaming.
Maybe
there
will. So, I'm used to compression on my voice.
Get more cookies. Yeah! No.
I hope your husband is painting the house properly, because if you go home and have to yell at him,
I know. No,
kicked out of your new neighborhood.
I do all the painting right now.
Now, my question is it a catharsis to get to, like, scream like that all the time? Do you think like that? Do you think you release a lot of things, or is it like more of a singing technique sort of thing? Like you?
I don't know. It's kind of both because I was always really hot. Like, I used to be in another band where the girls screamed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here and there, like
Pandora's,
like, yeah, the Pandora's. Mm-hmm.
Is that an all girl? Like, that's an all girl band, right?
Yeah, that was an all girl band, and the lead singer sang and screamed a little bit. And we used to, like, we were on tour and we had a screaming contest
in the van.
Yeah, she was teaching everyone how to scream, and I won. I won the contest.
Really?
Yeah, I was the best screamer even before I could scream.
You were gifted.
I didn't know that. I know. It unleashed something. But, yeah, I think it's a catharsis. I'm all hopped up on sugar right now and coffee.
Gluten-free, though.
I know. No gluten.
Now, a lot of people might know the Muffs from this song. This was on the Clueless soundtrack, and it was also in the Rock Band or Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it would be great if I could make money on it. Looking
out a dirty old window. This is, of course, your cover of Kids in America. So, just give little people a taste of that.
I like this version better.
Oh, thank you. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the definitive version, but
I will never cover another song as long as I live.
So
it doesn't pay.
The person who wrote that song makes the money.
Isn't there like a performance royalty or something like that? Or
no, I haven't been able to figure out how to do that.
But it must have like gone a long way to.
The good thing about it is though, Gary, is I wrote that song.
Wow!
Oh my God, ka-ching. You're so lucky. You're so lucky.
Yep, I'm making money from you and Kim Wilde.
I'm glad.
Suck it, Wilde.
And some other people who've done it for a commercial.
Yep, I'm making money off them too.
But it must have went a long way to like raise Muff awareness, right? Like, was it?
I think so.
Like kids, like especially like video game kids,
like little kids, especially. Yeah. Now they're old. Little kids that first heard that song are now old ladies and old men.
And you just got back from Japan. What was that like?
That was great. A lot of good food. Everybody was really, really enthusiastic.
I was going to say, is it like Cheap Trick when you go there? Do people go bananas? Something?
Not exactly to that extent.
but the Japanese fans are, if they like you, they like you forever, right?
They love you. Yeah. They cry. There's like people crying. I'm just like, if I cry, then I'm an idiot. But I try to be supportive. I give them a hug. And one of the girls that was crying and I gave them a hug, they cried harder. The more that I squeezed her.
You might have been hurting her.
It's okay.
They're tiny and you're tall.
I'm big. I'm a brute.
There's a giant who sings.
And then don't smash our city, Shantak-san. Yeah,
I was going to say, at any point did you have to battle Mothra for stage time?
I don't even know who that is.
Mothra is one of the monsters that battles Godzilla.
He's like a Godzilla rival.
Is that like the Golem?
He was like a giant moth. He was literally a giant moth. Yeah, they got a big light bulb and took great care of him. He just started settling that. So the reason why we wanted to have you on this show in particular is because, I don't know, maybe like 2005 or 2006, I discovered on your blog you would do a holiday blogcast of Christmas songs. And every year I would download that thing. And then if we had a Christmas party or something like that, I would just play that. I was all set. I was ready to go. So it was quite a valuable resource. You didn't do it last year, right?
I didn't. I don't remember why I didn't do it. I was busy.
Ruined Gary's year.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
But what got you interested in Christmas music?
I've always liked Christmas. It's probably the first music I liked.
Oh, really?
Besides that and Yogi Bear and Felix the Cat. I really liked...
you mean theme songs? Cartoon theme songs?
No, like the little singles that come out when you're a little kid in the late... early mid 60s.
Oh, like, yeah, like with the on the cereal box.
Don't give away our ages.
Yeah. I know, right. But a long time ago when guitars were twangy and not distorted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What was the first music that made you want to play? Like, was it Christmas music or was it like rock?
Music? Yeah. The first music that made me want to play.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think when I first I have a mouthful of cookie, by the way.
That's always good for audio. Kim, did you ever record with cookie in your mouth?
No, but I think I'm going to.
You should try it.
Maybe write
a song called "Cookie in My Mouth." Okay, so go ahead.
It's still in my mouth. Yeah. But
does anyone mind if I chew ice?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
That would be cool, right?
I got some bubble yum. So go ahead.
What was the question?
just the music that first made you want to play.
You know what? When I was in college, I actually, the Stray Cats.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
I heard the guitar, and I saw the guy play, and I said, I really want to do that.
Wow.
And then the Beatles that I thought,
what?
You know, because I didn't like the Beatles at first, like, for some reason, and I
didn't either, to be honest.
I thought they were dirty hippies. I heard people, when I was really young, talk about them like they were dirty hippies, and I guess they were at the time, the Mustache Beatles.
Yeah, the Mustache Beatles.
I don't like the Mustache Beatles.
The Yellow Submarine Beatles.
Yeah.
That's a good name for a band, the Mustache Beatles.
That would be. That's a good tribute band.
Yeah, I don't really like the post-Mustache Beatles as much.
Yeah, Revolver.
They had some good songs, but...
After Revolver, they're dead to me. I don't even...
Rubber Soul is before Revolver.
Right, before.
Yeah, and that's good.
That's good stuff.
I listened to a bunch of that. I like the really early Beatles.
One time I saw...
Oh, you mean with Pete Best?
Yeah.
No, not that early.
Stu Sutcliffe.
One time I had a show, I was doing comedy, I had a show in Seattle, and you and the Muffs were playing at the Crocodile Cafe, and I drove up, I lived in Portland, I drove up early, and I caught you guys sound check, and you did... You you can't do that, I think. That was like that old Beatles
what?
Song.
Are you serious? I don't even know.
Really?
We must have been just messing around with that.
You nailed it to me. It sounded good to me.
Isn't that what soundcheck's about, though? You just fool around some songs you don't really play?
Yeah, but the only songs that I could play with the guys, they could do all this kind of crazy shit like like Journey.
Or, you know,
stupid stuff that I would never know. And
stupid?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
You're going to lower that chair.
I'm sorry.
Sit on the floor.
More cookies.
Now, any you guys haven't had a record in a while. Any plans to record soon, or are you?
I'm done recording, and I need to get off my butt and get it mixed. That's what I got to do.
I thought she meant I'm done recording.
I'm done recording.
I'm never recording another thing.
I'm through.
And is this a Muffs project?
Yes. Yes, it is. And we recorded it. We started like I don't know a year and a half or 2 years ago, and
Is this the lineup that we know? Or is this different people? It's still the same.
This is me, Ronnie, and Roy.
Right. Classic power trio.
Classic
power trio.
Triumph, Rush, Police, Muffs.
Exactly. How great is Roy McDonald to drum? That guy is like
so great.
Any band he would in would be amazing. But you guys are.
He's in Red Cross right now again too.
Oh, Red Cross is back in that classic.
Yeah.
Wow. Who, and do they have the other? Robert
Hecker. Yeah.
Is he back on guitar?
Yeah, and Steve and Jeff, of course.
Oh, my God. Is Jerry on the keyboards, Finelli?
No, no keyboards.
Oh, man, that's great. Man.
I like how you guys are just talking like, what about Roger? Is he still playing the
that's why the
slap bass?
The most. You got to see some Red Cross. When Red Cross plays, I'll take you.
What about Petey? Is he still playing the jug?
They got a raccoon on jug. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
She's got an album to mix. We got to get started on these holiday songs. Pat, you had one to like play us into.
I just had a play-in song. Had you not given the, and that didn't matter that you did, but had you not given.
Given away the topic.
So just play a little bit of this. This is a demo version of this song. This is Pete Townsend.
Oh.
Not really a Christmas song.
You never see the faces of the children. They get so excited.
This would have just been like a little tease.
Waking up on Christmas morning, hours before
there you
the winter sun's ignited.
That's all we need. That would have just been my tease to what's our topic today.
I gave it away.
I wanted to hear how it kicked in. Or does it?
I don't know if
does it ever kick in? If he does that for a long time.
Sounds like he's playing on a ukulele almost. It's not. That's not a ukulele.
Nah.
Peeping round the door to see what passes.
This is the last possible time he could do this part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he has to kick into something else.
And Tommy doesn't know what day it is.
Doesn't really kick in.
He didn't really hit the note.
Nah, not on the demo.
He's a little pitchy.
Yeah.
A little pitchy.
Little pitchy. Pete. Let Roger sing it. So if you haven't guessed by what Gary's told you and by what my song said, hey, the word Christmas, we're going to do holiday music.
Merry Xmas.
That's holiday right, Christmas music. Now, I love Christmas songs. I don't like those sexy Christmas songs where like Santa's like a pimp or something like that.
Oh, the date rape song?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's the word.
I hate that.
Just have another drink,
that.
Why don't you? Yeah.
I know. Don't leave so I could, you know what, with you.
Exactly. Merry Christmas. Right. But Kim, why don't you kick us off? Do you know what
I just found a song that I really like called December by K-Star.
Oh, neat.
I almost peed my pants.
Let's hear this.
So good.
Oh man, it's like angels singing.
I love that.
December.
Oh man,
listen to her voice.
It always happens in December. I get to yearning for a Christmas I know, with holly and snow, the kind we used to have back home a long time ago.
December.
Ooh,
nice. That's
brings
awesome.
Back a scene that I remember.
You just found this bumping around online?
I just did. It just came out, I guess.
Oh, wow. K-Star. You heard it here first.
It's like butter.
That's great.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing about Christmas music. Like, sometimes my music taste is in I'm in a bubble. But with Christmas music, I'm willing to listen to expand and listen to anything. So I like that. That's really great.
I think that's the true spirit of Christmas. Like, I think people are warmer, people are nicer. It's kind of like, It's kind of, it's like the time of the year, it's like, it's like a, somebody took a highlighter pen.
Yeah, it's the time of year when people are phonies.
Yes. No. They don't. That's not.
Some
that's,
people are. Some
yes,
people.
That's true.
So, yeah. So, I don't like the sexy ones. I don't like the funny Christmas songs. Like, oh, Grandma run over by a
you
ranger.
You like Run DMC when they're Christmas time
that's
in
okay.
Hollis?
That's okay. That's okay. But I do love, like, the Christmas special songs. And here is here's Belle and Sebastian taking a rip at that.
Taking a dump.
At they're, like, taking an attempt at that from Charlie Brown Christmas. And... this is such a great song.
I love Charlie Brown stuff.
I don't. It's a noble failure, I think, but it's just, you know. This is from Have an Indie Christmas.
This is a song that made my sister cry when she was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I've never seen her cry over anything but a dirty diaper.
It's an admirable attempt.
It's an admirable attempt, but you know, just.
But you can't touch the vocal power of the Peanuts.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Shermie? That guy?
Shermie.
Violet. I mean, they just kick ass.
I like Peppermint Patty.
Yeah. She's got that.
She's got that tough lesbian voice.
Etheridge power. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
She's a les.
Her and Marcy, they're like the Indigo Girls of the Peanuts.
What was your, what's your favorite holiday special, anybody? Who cares?
Oh, the Grinch, without a doubt.
Oh, that's good.
The Grinch is good. I like the one with the heat miser and the cold miser.
Yeah,
which
that's
one's
a good
that?
One.
Is that?
That's a year without a Santa
without
Claus.
A Santa Claus. You know which one's a little too religious for me is
Drummer Boy.
It's your first Ramadan, Charlie Brown. That was
I've never
very controversial.
That's really good. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
I think.
Thank you. It was pretty good. Pat, what do you got?
We're gonna go with my number three instead of my number two right now. Now this is a song. It's on one of those a very special Christmas albums that to benefit Special Olympics. Uh-huh. And it was on the second one from 1992. This is a band. I do not like this band.
Yeah.
I don't have any of their
it's
songs.
It's not the Shags, is it?
It's not the Shags. I don't like any of their songs. It's by Extreme.
Oh!
And yet, this is an original Extreme. Christmas song called Christmas Time Again, and I love this song like crazy.
Okay, let's hear it.
But I hate Extreme.
Christmas always goes. Open your heart for Extreme, Kim.
Yes.
Is it the band? And all I want is this the band that was really rock except for the one song and it was a hit?
Right, yeah.
Oh, I like that one song.
More Than Words.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah.
It only lasts a little while. How come we seem to push? That's that modern way of playing the
yep.
piano. I like the old fashioned way better.
Sounds Christmassy here. I don't know why I love this song, but I do.
It's your Disney self.
I guess.
No, wait. Explain the difference between the modern and the old-fashioned
the
way
modern
of
way
piano.
Of playing. I mean, I'm not really much of a piano player, but I'm like... the kind of piano playing that's like ding a dun ding a dun ding a ding a dun ding. That's like modern.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's like the Jerry Lee Lewis kind that's like da 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 da.
Where they're breaking keys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Richard,
like
Jerry Lee Lewis.
I love that. I love that. And then, you know, jazz piano and stuff from the 40s.
Yes, that sounds good.
It's different.
You like ragtime.
Oh, I love ragtime, actually. I do. Ding, 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 ding.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Every kid in my grade school could play the entertainer. That
oh, yeah.
The Sting song. Yeah,
everyone had different ways of doing it, too.
Oh, really?
I had my own little way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Reveal your secrets.
Oh, I don't know if I could explain it. I have to show you, but we don't have a piano here.
All right. We'll say
that. We don't? Or do we?
Or do we?
We'll have the grand piano.
What's your next selection? Do you know it off
the
top of
your head? Oh, gosh. No, I don't, because you have it. I would like to hear When Santa Claus Gets Your Letter by Gene Autry.
Oh.
The one song he doesn't sing flat, I think.
No, I know you're a big Dodger fan.
I am, yeah.
And what is this like? Do you have love for the Angels, or are you?
I don't hate the Angels. Okay. Yeah, no. I root. I'm from Orange County, actually.
Oh, okay.
So but I always liked the Dodgers when I lived in Orange County.
It's asking for a password. I think it's you bought
it. Oh, crap! I did. But the other one I just bought on iTunes too.
Oh, really?
Well, they
yeah.
Don't do it anymore. Do you want to hear that one?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, just you pick anything. You could pick anything.
I like your interview style, Gary. You're like the Dodgers, right? Out of nowhere in a music podcast. Hey, Hey, what's your favorite topping on hamburger? You like tomatoes?
Fried egg.
Oh, look at that. Really? She answers it. She is yes-anding me.
If
this was a video podcast right now, there's so much going on. There's computers being passed, and there's Matt is.
It just feels like Christmas.
It does.
It is. It is.
It looks
Merry
like we all
Christmas.
Got a Macintosh computer for Christmas.
Yeah. We're all wearing sweaters. I should point that out. Yeah. That red sweaters with holiday themes on them, and we all got mugs of. Oh, this is a Gene Autry. Okay.
Nice.
Got marshmallow fluff on my cocoa.
When Santa Claus gets your letter, you know what he will say. Have you been good the way you should on every single day?
And no, actually, I haven't. When so Santa fuck Claus me. Gets your
letter, to ask for that's rock and roll, man. Her attitude is rock.
In his good book, he keeps for girls and boys. He'll stroke his beard, his eyes will glow, and at your name he'll peer. It takes a little time, you know, to check back one hole.
Speaking of the angels, right?
When
oh, yeah,
Santa
there you go,
Claus gets your letter, I really do believe you'll head his list. You won't be missed by Santa on Christmas Eve.
Gene Autry on
I like
the Angels.
That, one.
That was the
that was
okay. I don't know anything about sports.
Did you ever work at the KTLA building that was used to be the Gene Autry's office?
How dare you?
Oh,
I don't even know. I don't know.
They do like a million shows there.
That's my new character, a guy who gets offended by everything.
You son of a.
Oh, that's a good character. That's a good character. Thank you.
I guess yeah. You said like have his horse in his office there. Like
really?
Stuffed, yeah.
How dare
his
you?
His stuffed horse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, I thought you meant a real horse. That would be terrible.
They get so dumb.
Oh, those taxidermy animals?
Yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
Ugh.
That is gross. Gene Autry's gross.
What a jerk.
Would you have a glory hole for it in the back?
How dare he? That is rock and roll humor.
So,
oh, my goodness.
Sorry, yeah, I could go for it.
Just lift up your tail.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It is beginning to feel a lot less like Christmas now. Pat, maybe you could get us back into the
dirty
season.
Christmas. I'm going to go. Okay, now we'll play my number two. This is a holiday song.
Shut up, man.
Because it's a song about Hanukkah.
Oh.
Okay.
It's called The Hanukkah Song, but...
By Adam Sandler?
It's that song, but it's sung by someone different. It's sung by Neil Diamond.
Oh!
Who sings it... Without knowing it's supposed to be a humorous song.
Oh,
at least
great.
That's how I listen to it.
This is the best song yet.
This is from 2009 on A Cherry Cherry Christmas.
O.J. Simpson, not a Jew.
What?
But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. We got Ann Landers and her sister Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish.
Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is?
All three Stooges.
So many Jews.
This is my favorite.
Are on my
he
list.
Changes a line here.
Tom Cruise isn't, but Jesus Christ is.
What?
Here comes Hanukkah.
Thank you, Neil.
That is outstanding.
That is
That's amazing. I can't believe
he doesn't say his agent is. He says, but Jesus Christ is. With some crazy voice.
Maybe the Lord is his agent.
Neil, this is a humorous song. It isn't. I don't believe it is. And I'm going to sing it like it ain't.
Today.
It's great to hear him just say, David Lee Roth lights the menorah. All right, Gary, it's your turn.
Good score. This is a pretty good rockin' Christmas song, an original by The Eels. You have that? I want you to play some of that. This is called Everything's Gonna Be Cool This Christmas.
Absolutely.
Ooh, cool.
Do you know this guy from around town? Kim, do you know his...
I saw him once somewhere, and I walked away from him.
He seems like an odd fellow.
A little odd.
Yeah.
Remember last year when you were on your own?
He sounds more like Neil Diamond than Neil Diamond.
Yes, he does. I like this.
Everything's gonna be cool this Christmas.
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 So that's how that goes. That's the Eels on Rock Solid.
I like that.
That was good. That was good.
Really good.
That was pretty good. Yeah. We'll discuss later. Maybe we'll hear everything. We'll decide what the best like rock Christmas song is.
All right. All right. That's good.
But Kim Shattuck, what say you?
What do you got?
Did you know the Muffs had a Christmas song?
What?
Yeah, it's on Hamburger.
Oh, wow. What'd
it's
you guys
called know? Nothing For Me.
Oh.
Maybe
oh.
we could play it.
Sounds like a sad one.
Yeah, I used to have a nightmare about waking up on Christmas morning, and everybody had presents but me. And
oh, no.
And my mom and dad are sitting there just going like, what? What? You know, like, what? You didn't deserve it.
Yeah, you were bad.
And then so I used to have a nightmare that I'd wake up, you know, sweating when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, no.
That would be the
wow.
dream.
That's terrible.
So I had to write a Christmas song for something, and so I thought, oh, I'll just write it about that dream, that I recurring dream.
Is it rocking? Is it traditional?
It's called Nothing For Me.
Nothing For Me.
I wish I could write a damn song. What's that like? I must be
writing
so...
Writing songs?
Yeah.
It's fun. It's amazing. Actually,
it looks really fun.
It's the best thing ever. It's my favorite thing to do in the entire world.
Lucky. Do you write a song a week?
Written one for a while now.
Wait for inspiration.
But then when you get inspiration, will you write like three in a week? Or
yeah,
how's it going?
I mean, you know, it's funny because sometimes I have to force myself to start writing when it's time to mm-hmm. write. And I'll first couple will be, you know, not that great, whatever. But sometimes it comes out good. And then all of a sudden I get on a roll and I'm just like, like all these songs coming out, and I'm writing around three, four, five.
And did you ever write one and you play it and you ask your husband what he thinks and he's like, I'm not feeling it.
There was one that I wrote for him, and I played it for him, and he just didn't really quite react.
What?
And I was a little bit like, so I played it live with him in the audience.
I know you loved it.
And he smiled. And I, you know what? I think it embarrassed him. Yeah, he totally flashed me.
Went wild. Wow.
Woo, that's me.
That's about me.
That happens.
That's me.
If I'm going to do like a comedy show and I'm going to do like this thing, and I'll tell my wife, hey, I'm going to do this. And she's like, oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And then I do it when she's there. She's like, oh, that really worked. I'm like, well, thanks for the support.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah,
honey.
Thanks for the support.
Thanks for the support in the kitchen today.
Is that ready to go? Nothing For Me.
Nothing For Me by the Muffs.
Kim. Little Kimmy, 8 years old.
But you worked it out.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was just a bad dream.
Now she just buys herself whatever she wants.
Yeah.
So
no,
I don't care.
I know, no.
Do you have a favorite song that you wrote, or are they all your children?
They're all my children, but yeah, I have certain songs that I like better than others. Like if I had kids, there would be some kids that I like much better than
and
others.
And then there would be other ones that I would abort.
Yes. Oh, no.
What? Did I say what?
Did you say the abort word?
Yeah, I did.
I
don't want it to come down. You guys rocked two in a row, so I don't want to not rock now. So play my number five, please, Matt. This is called, this is from 89. This is the Ramones, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight.
Fight tonight.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight. Tell me, why is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children are tucked in their bed.
He's going down the Christmas checklist there.
He is. He says snowballs. He says
candy canes and...
Yep. No. That's good. I love that song. The Ramones.
Oh, they're all dead.
They're all
I'm
dead.
Sorry,
except
they're all
for the,
dead.
The, Tommy's not dead.
Yeah, well, the one that's not relevant or ever
the
was.
The one who quit.
Yeah, Tommy. The one who wears a toupee.
Oh.
He wears a crazy wig.
That's because they all died because they dyed their hair black all the time.
You think
they
might have
like Jackie
right.
Kennedy.
They might have all got
thing.
Cancer.
Lymphoma.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You're blowing the lid off this thing. This
you
is
better
like,
stop dyeing your hair,
don't
Gary.
Don't be dying your hair black. That's bad for you.
This is like a Russell Crowe movie or something.
Bleaching is not so hot either, though.
Oh, man. This is really getting heavy again.
I know. Death. All right. We're talking about death now.
This will perk it back up. This is a great version of, I think, my favorite, like, traditional, like, Christmas song is Sleigh Ride. You guys like Sleigh Ride?
Sleigh Ride's a great song.
You mean an actual Sleigh Ride or the song Sleigh Ride?
The song Sleigh Ride. I think that really cooks. And here's from the Phil Spector album. Is this probably the Ron answer or something, probably, huh?
A Darlene Love or something.
Right, okay, yeah.
We just went from cancer to a murderer.
Yeah.
That didn't bring it down at all, Gary. You can hear shotgun blasts in the background.
Sing it again.
Phil Spector did produce the Ramones, though. End of the century.
Yeah. He also took them hostage for a while.
Yeah, at gunpoint.
Well, I would, too.
Play it again.
You know, I get it.
He outlived them all.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling, too.
Is that Ronnie Spector?
It might be
Darlene Love, maybe.
Oh, okay. I think you might be right.
Everyone sounds the same when Phil Spector records them.
There's such a wall of sound in my head that I can't really hear the song.
I don't know what microphones he uses, but they're all the same. Like,
yep.
That guy was crazy.
He was nuts. He definitely made some good records. That's kind of a trend these days, huh? With seems like there's a lot of groups like going for this girl group sound, but they have some good songs, but they don't quite capture that scent like Beach House, or no, not Beach House, but the Best Coast.
I don't know.
Colts, you don't know them.
You're making up bands.
I'm just making up
bands.
the Beatle mustaches. No, yeah. The mustache Beatles.
Beatles.
what do you listen to these days? Anything?
Me?
Yeah, anything?
Oh,
iPod,
no, not really rock at all. Well, I have I take songs that I think are good songs, and I put them on a little playlist, you know, iTunes playlist, and it's a very slow growing playlist.
Okay.
but there's certain things on it that I like as a song, and if I don't like the band, I still like the song.
What would surprise a Muffs fan to see on your playlist?
On my playlist? Yeah. I don't think anything would. I don't know. My
extreme.
Taste is
extreme.
Extreme
Christmas
would
time again.
Yeah, that'd probably be a little bit of a surprise. I don't think there'd be any surprises.
All right.
I just like what I like.
Well, why don't you surprise us with your next Christmas?
Look at that.
Song,
look
huh?
what you did with the segue.
It's culture.
Oh,
it's called broadcasting.
I like Cool Yule by Charlie Parker.
Oh yeah, let's hear this.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, I tend to like the jazz.
Cool Yule.
Cool Yule.
Rocks out. Jazz solid.
Of course, he nodded off during the song, but there's a big blank area.
Seriously?
On the island to the Sunset Strip.
What's this?
Louis Armstrong?
That's not the right one.
That was the one in your thing. Hold on.
I like that, though. That was good.
Sorry, we have Matt going Rick Wakeman here with dual keyboard.
Yeah,
dual keyboard.
Crazy.
I don't see that version.
Oh. Cool Yule?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Christmas is ruined.
Christmas nothing for
ruined.
You, audience. Nothing for you.
Nothing for...
That's the only one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Do you have a suitable substitute? Maybe we could...
Do you have anything by Louis Armstrong there?
Cool Yule. Oh, weird. Okay, I probably got the song mixed up here. How about...
She's only got 7 songs in her iTunes. That's weird.
It's a slow-growing playlist.
For a musician, though, you would assume she'd have more songs on her iTunes. She's got 7.
I like this one. Can you hear it from there?
You can hold it up to the mic. Wait, we're going to plug in.
Ooh. There you go.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Pat, have your kids had their Christmas pageant yet?
Well, how dare you? No, I think it's next week.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. We had this.
She took the last 2 cookies.
She's the guest. Don't point it out.
She didn't even offer.
Don't notice when ladies eat things.
No, they're yours.
Salutes to the uppers, boots for the downers.
I love this kind of crap.
May the day be the bowl of cherries.
Now, who's this?
And to all
wait, Jean Christie.
Okay.
Hope you swim.
I like that, too.
During the season, hope the days go great. Hope you find plenty of reason the whole year long to celebrate. Son.
Did you and Christie have her own dancers? Is that what I'm thinking of? Like, did she have, like,
I don't
like a little
think
dancer?
She had dancing.
Who am I thinking of?
No. I don't know.
Well, this is jazzy enough. Were you a Lawrence Welk fan Gordon?
You know what? My grandma lived with us for a while, and she made me watch Lawrence Welk with
love
her.
Lawrence Welk.
And the one. And the two.
It was
strange. This is very,
it was very,
very
weird.
The colors, even on the set, are
trippy.
Just all like orangey, pinky, yeah. Kind of weird.
Like a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
A lot of sexual tension, too.
Oh, yeah.
With all the. And then, like, I love when they show the old people dancing.
I like the Lennon sometimes. Sisters.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the Lennon sisters.
They're good.
Anna Connie. My little Spanish singer, Anna Connie.
Yeah, I used to think something was wrong with him. Like, he was, you know,
there might have been
challenged.
There might have been.
Possibly.
But then I found out he was Swedish, so.
Oh, Swedish, that explains it.
Ah, there you go.
It was a weird accent that got me thrown off.
Who's
up? Are you eating a cookie again? Sounds like you're eating a cookie.
Gluten-free.
Not
sugar-free.
I'm having a big glass of gluten on ice.
Thank you, Jane Edith Wilson, for supplying the cookies.
Yes, tonight. Thank you, Jane Edith Wilson.
Thank you very much.
Lovely, Gary Second Wave.
We're
going to go with number six. This is a classic... this is a classic re-record of the song you guys were talking about earlier. You called it like a rape Christmas song.
Oh yeah,
baby, it's cold outside. This one is done. No record.
Date rape, not that's like true. Forcible.
That's true.
Stranger rape,
but
not double date rape.
This is a classic version done by comedian and Jimmy Pardo and comedian Scott Aukerman.
What? Oh, this is from exciting.
A between two people.
Yes, and
guys,
and let's hear a good 40 seconds of this.
Oh, this is great.
Is this like a gay one?
No.
Oh.
You know, sometimes men.
Jimmy, like, I don't know. It's Christmas Eve. I'm looking at the time, and the problem is I gotta go.
No, you can't go.
Why can't I go?
I'm telling you, it's just not a good idea for you to go.
No, but I'll tell you for you to explain yourself.
Our founder of here, Jimmy Pardo.
Cool.
I mean, my point is, I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Jimmy's got pipes.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, it's cold.
Look at that.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I cannot stay.
But I know you, it's cold.
I really can't stay.
But Scotty, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Scotty, it's so cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Oh, it's so cold.
But I really can't stay.
Outside.
I really can't stay.
But Scotty, it's cold outside.
Oh, I really
that version goes on for 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
That's amazing. I
and
love that.
That's it awesome. Is entertaining for the whole 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Jimmy Pardo, of course, hosts the very popular podcast Never Not Funny, and Scott Aukerman hosts the very popular podcast Comedy Bang Bang. So
very good.
Look for that. That's hard to find.
That's
collector's
wonderful.
Item from the Never Not Christmas EP, 2008.
It's in the re-release of their charity thing this year.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, then seek that out.
That makes it less desirable. I like to know it's hard to find.
Not as good.
Not as good.
Who's up? Gary, are you up or is Kim up?
I'll go. I guess this is... remember on Saturday Night Live during the mid-2000s, they would sing that one Christmas song every year with Horatio Sanz and... Tracy Morgan would hold the keyboard and go like this.
Yeah.
This is that song performed by Julian Casablancas from The Strokes.
Oh, boy.
It's called I Wish It Was Christmas Today.
Oh, I like his voice. It's distorted. I don't know how he sings it like that.
Great.
Yeah, he definitely has like his own thing going on, like voice wise.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he has really a distorted voice on his own, but he definitely sings.
He always sounds like he's trying to get buzzed up to your apartment. Julian, come here.
Like Carlton the doorman.
Yeah, exactly.
Carlton the doorman.
Why doesn't Carlton your doorman have a Christmas album?
Oh, man, I would get that.
Amazing.
Again, you can record it right through the little talk box there.
Rhoda, it's cold outside.
That would be good.
Who does a Rhoda? Matt, do you still do a great...
still do a Valerie Harper over there.
Great Rhoda Morgenstern.
He's got a Rhoda for us. Are
everyone in New York's a Rhoda.
Everyone's a Rhoda.
I think Kim's up.
I am? Oh, shoot.
She's hopped up on sugar.
What?
Mills Brothers?
Yes, oh. That'd be awesome. Now, thank you.
You're 79 years old. Is that how it is?
Yeah, I'm about 79. 79-ish.
You look great.
But, thank you.
This next one is just cavemen.
This is just pounding rocks together.
Just pounding rocks together.
I know. We're just saying getting hallelujah. Older.
Let's hear these Mills Brothers.
I have to go.
I love their coffee. Hills Brothers.
They're cough drops. Yeah, they're that's the Smith Brothers.
You're thinking of ZZ Top.
You don't have to be
like butter.
A Santa Claus.
Yeah.
When Christmas comes around, what if you would be a Santa Claus? You'd know
a
the
Santa
joy
Claus.
He's found.
That's when music was good. The Mills Brothers.
Yeah, are you doing Rhoda? Yeah.
Not that crazy baby It's Cold Outside by Pardo and Aukerman.
You sound like the Jerky Boys right now. That guy from the Jerky Boys.
You don't have I have been called a jerk. Till
Christmas Day. Do you like people who sing in like an old-fashioned style, like a Bublé or somebody like that?
Or a Harry Connick?
What's a Bublé?
Michael Bublé?
I like it. I like that. I really just like then. Like to, I mean,
it's
I,
very
don't
transportive.
Need, I don't need people to keep redoing it, but
right,
I mean, they're cool. Yeah, Michael Bublé, he's a bizarre cat.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, no, just to see him perform
in bed. What?
Yeah, no, there was like no, he winks and points a lot at the audience, and he laughs.
It's
like,
called stagecraft, Kim.
Yeah, it's he laughs like at people like
like
and there, he's nobody's laughing nothing, at
yeah,
him.
Yeah, what are you doing,
everyone's
Bublé?
Just sitting there like on their texts, you maybe. Know, like, and he's like, hey
man,
all right.
You're texting,
yeah,
all
right. Making a connection,
yeah, man.
It's pretty funny. I wanted to do that, and or like Jerry and the Pacemakers,
oh, right.
From the 60s,
yeah. Yeah.
He would always go like, hey, ho, like, blah, da, 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 hey, da, 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 ho.
Were they,
I'm like, what up?
Were they Do the Freddy? Was that, remember that song?
Oh, I remember the Freddy and the Dreamers.
It must have been Freddy and the Dreamers that did
yeah.
The Freddy. Okay.
Well, who sings This Diamond Ring?
That's Gary Lewis.
That's Gary Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. No, Gary Lewis.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yeah.
See, that I get confused with them in the Pacemakers.
Hey, lady.
Oh, lady, have my ring.
Now, Matt, do you have a heart out? Are you getting your time? Are you good?
Are we good? Whose turn?
How about you, Pat? What do you got?
Let's go with track 4. Mm-hmm. This is a crazy lady from New York. She likes the spangly bracelets, and she sometimes tells you that girls want to have fun, but right now she's going to say that this feels like Christmas. Cyndi Lauper.
I love Cyndi Lauper.
Hey, Louis, can you see? I could leave you if I tried. Hey, Louis, listen to me. We got a thing so dignified. It don't matter if we live in a shack or in a shiny.
Sounds like Dolly Parton a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
It don't matter if you're poor when I'm
sing about Christmas.
Just like Christmas, it feels like Christmas with you.
Shut it down.
I love Cyndi Lauper. That's
I
a good
too.
One. I'm going to have to get that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, she actually has a whole Christmas album you
oh,
should
really?
Seek out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's a reality show coming up, like Oh, That's Cyndi or something.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, where they follow her around. And, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
that's
know about
really,
that.
Who could live like that?
Well, we know she wants to have fun. So
I really want to have a reality show about me where it's nothing is staged and all they do is follow me around and they're going to have to watch me take a crap. I mean, that's part of it.
Is this too real for you?
Yeah. This is reality, okay? This is what I do.
Cyndi's Christmas album is called Merry Christmas, Have a Nice Life is what it's called.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does she mean that mean or does she mean that happy?
I don't think so. I think she means it happy.
Have a nice life.
Got a picture of her here.
Yeah, but people usually say have a nice life.
There's the cover. See, she's on a Santa's lap. And
she looks like Bette Midler in that picture.
She does a little bit. She does.
Well, she's pretty awesome.
See that?
Yeah, she's great. I think that'll be a good show. But I like when people try to add to the canon, you know, like write some new Christmas songs like that and everything.
Yeah, it's hard to write a new Christmas song. But
That's what.
But we've seen that Extreme can do it.
Except Extreme can do it. Anybody. Oh, but I was talking about the kids' Christmas pageants.
Oh, and, yes.
You know, now Kim, you don't have any kids. You're not missing anything on these Christmas pageants. They
Oh, I love pageants. Are you kidding?
It's brutal. It is so.
I love it.
Anything, like everything without your kid in it is just like, oh, come on. Except for last year.
You're going to cry.
I told, there was like a lot of kids at the school, like their parents are, you know, on active duty military.
And
like, I think it was the third graders saying that John Lennon, Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And when they got to the war is over part,
everyone's
crying. Because the mom and dads are gone.
And then the teacher came out with a George Bush mask and mission accomplished banner fell from the sky.
There was a lot of production about
it. It was great.
But
my wife cries every year at the pageant when the second graders come out and they sing something sad.
I just cried the whole time because I'm like, I can't believe they're up there doing that.
I like the ones where the kids have to do something like, you know, I saw mom.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. It's cute.
If they have to act it out.
I love little kids, especially on stage because they're so, they just cut corners. Yeah, they're not very good. Yeah,
it seems like everyone likes kids singing except Gary. That's what it sounds like.
Humbug. I hate it.
I mean, it would be much more fun.
That's true. You know who I like singing? Drunks. That's who
Drunks?
I like.
Drunks? Karaoke?
This must be some Rat Pack stuff.
No, this is, these are some Irish people.
Oh.
Hey. Oh, they're all drunk.
I'm Irish.
And it's, the Pogues, did I put that on the list?
Okay.
This is like
the Pogues.
Wait.
That guy wants his two front teeth for Christmas, right? That guy from the Pogues.
I think he wants all his teeth.
That guy grosses me out when I see him.
Does a good blowjob.
Shane McGowan. Oh, just for Christmas. You with the glory hole and the blowjob.
This is just incidentally about Christmas. It's not like
there was Christmas Eve.
Is this Sid Vicious or is this
the drunk tank?
Drunk tank. He needs to moderate.
Another one. You don't know this? A Fairy Tale of New York? Where, with Christy McCall?
I don't know it.
Oh.
No.
Oh, we might have to hear a little bit of this. Yeah, this is, probably the bleakest Christmas song that there is. There's another, just six or seven more of these verses, then we'll really pick up.
So it really doesn't change up and like kick into some big chorus.
Oh, no, Christy McCall comes in and gives them what for.
I would love to see some first graders tackle this in a pageant.
That would be amazing.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
And they'd raise their glasses.
I love you, baby.
Shut it down.
Wait, it's going to get all Irishy here in a second.
It's that modern kind of piano playing.
Now
it's Irish.
Now it's Irishy.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold. But the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
I like this part.
I do like this part. I wish I wouldn't have said shut it down.
They should do Baby It's Cold Outside. That would be amazing.
That would be good, except for Kirsten McCall died.
Oh.
Fell off a boat.
Oh, like all of Natalie Wood?
Yeah.
Was Robert Wagner there to push her off?
Is that what happened? Now, I know they opened that again. Was that the scuttlebutt? Is that what?
That's what I think.
Oh.
I wasn't there.
What about Christopher Walken? Everybody thought they would blame Walken.
I think the three of them were having fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think, like, somebody pushed a little too hard. Boom. into the water she went.
No horseplay on the boat.
No horseplay.
This has never happened before. I have to go to the bathroom so bad that I can't. Continue the show.
What about this?
But I would like Matt to play number seven.
Number seven.
What? Oh, it's not my turn?
I think you need to play number two.
It's Kim's turn.
Oh, in honor of you going to the bathroom.
Did you play White Christmas yet by the Ravens?
No, we haven't.
Let's hear that.
I think that's the only one left.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
The Ravens.
Go ahead and intro it.
This is White Christmas by the Ravens, apparently. At Pat Francis in the bathroom.
Oh,
is it another one?
Oh, no.
It's all good edited.
Yeah.
It's like a smooth transition.
Now, do you, me and Pat were talking before you got here about gifts with spouses. Do you and your husband do like, do you even exchange gifts or do you?
Yeah. I mean, not this year, probably because we bought a house.
Right.
So, and a lot of stuff for the house. And so we'll probably still exchange stuff, totally, but not extremely.
What's the best Christmas present you've ever gotten from him or anybody? Is there anything that sticks out?
God, you know, when I was a little kid, I got a Mickey Mouse watch from my mom and dad, and I nearly peed my pants.
Really?
I was so happy. And it's actually in a home movie, a silent home movie, where see me just going crazy. That was probably my best childhood Christmas gift. And I think my best husband gift was he got me a really great digital camera that was like a Canon.
It's sure.
Like a nice, like I didn't expect it at all, and which is nice because I made a living with it for a little while.
That's your other sideline, huh? You're like quite an accomplished photographer.
I do photography. I kind of take turns. I do photography or I do music, so I've been more music lately, but I could go back and forth.
That's another one thing. Just like songwriting, I just don't get how you people do that. You think, I could point a camera at something and press a button, but
right, it's, you could. No.
But there's the difference between that and being
composition.
A photographer. Yes,
you got
yes.
composition. There's some technical stuff, but mainly it's the eye. It's what you see and how you compose.
It's all about the eye. Do you ever like mount shows around town or anything? Do
you
have, like,
you know what? Not much. Uh-huh. Not much. I did. Like, I was a part of a show before. Uh-huh. That's a pain in the butt. That is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I can't hang pictures straight. And then I look and I'm like, what? I get really mad. They're not straight. What do I do?
That's when the screaming comes in handy.
Yes, exactly.
In the gallery. Do you got that? Let's hear some White Christmas now by the Ravens. Now, is this... when is this circa? This is probably the...
Circa, probably in the 40s.
Oh, okay. Wait, here he goes back. Matt, please play this at the right speed.
Who is this?
The Ravens.
Oh. Just like the football team?
That's right. This is Ray Lewis on vocals.
It almost sounds like Thurl Ravencroft.
Yeah.
The Mr. Tony
Grinch
the Tiger.
Fame, yeah. Did you know that he sang the Mr. Grinch?
Yeah, song? I do. Yeah, with that low, low voice.
Oh, that song's great.
Oh, we have fun. I'm dreaming
of a world. That's insane.
It is. With every Christmas
card I write. I love his voice.
It's like, it's so deep.
It's the opposite
you can't
of
see the
Cindy
bottom
Lauper's
of it.
Voice.
He's, yeah, it's the opposite.
Complete opposite.
He's the anti-lopper.
I had to go to the bathroom so bad that I could not enjoy the last 48 minutes of this podcast.
We'll start over. We can start over. So I think that's, I'm out of songs. Kim's out of songs. Pat, do you have anything to do?
I got one more. Oh, I got a couple more, but we're not going to play them all, but... I had the Kinks' Father Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I had our Christmas Baby Please Come Home, U2's version. I like that. Oh. And I like Song 7. This is The Pretenders from 84. This is 2,000 Miles.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a really good song. 2,000 Miles. Is that how big she thinks the world is, that Santa Claus travels around?
I think
2,000
so.
Miles.
Okay. She's from Ohio.
She's bad at geography.
It was the early 80s. It's colder day by day. They didn't have Google back then.
I know. How do we make it?
How big is the whole world to go around it?
The children will sing. 25,000, I think.
She just dropped a zero.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't have played this had I remembered this one.
Oh,
sorry. This because I want to give a. This is my favorite Christmas album of all time. This is like my parents always played this. It came out in 1961, and it's the album's called The Christmas Song. And this is Nat King Cole.
I love Nat King Cole.
Play a little of the Christmas song. Listen. Chestnuts roasting
on an open fire. I'm going to do that this year.
Roast some chestnuts?
Are you really? Jack, where do you get your chestnuts?
I don't know.
Put them at Whole Foods.
Yeah. Yuletide carols. He has a great voice. Being
sung. Yeah, talk about butter. Jeez.
Butter.
Hey, Hollywood, how about a biopic on Nat King Cole?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Sit down, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
We don't need you for this. We're going to get... Yeah, who could play him?
Cool. Who could play him?
Somebody who has to be able to sing.
Yeah. Gerard Butler.
Billy Dee Williams.
Could yeah. be
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. In a role that may surprise you.
How about Robert Downey Jr.? He did a fine job in Tropic
Chaplin,
Thunder.
And yeah, that's true.
Does he look like Iggy Pop nowadays?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
So the people who abuse drugs and then stop, they end up looking like Iggy Pop. Yeah.
But they're all lean and they look good.
Like jerky.
Yeah.
But their faces don't. They look all... all like skinny.
My face looks like that without doing drugs. So I might as well do the drugs and get the hot body.
Do you guys know the story of the Christmas song? How it was written by Mel Torme?
Yeah.
I love Mel Torme too.
Tell us.
He was like really hot one day. He was like, you know, there's I don't know why he didn't kick on the air conditioning. So he was just trying to.
They didn't have it back then.
He was just trying to he was just trying to think of Christmas like coldness images like chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost, and he's like, wait a minute, I've got something here, and that's a true story.
Wow,
not interesting, but true.
I love to know why people write songs. That's cool.
Yeah. I met Mel Torme once. I rang him up at a. When I worked at a bookstore.
You rang him up?
I rang him up.
His home phone.
Do you have chestnuts under open fire?
Let me...
Who's this?
What I was going to say was, you rang him up? How dare you?
That's right.
The nerve.
Your new character.
Your new character.
Kim, this was awesome.
What a thrill it was.
Wow, thank you for having me.
You were able to eat a dozen cookies.
Half a dozen.
You were able to say glory hole and blowjob, and you were able to be funny and charming and hang with us, and it was great to have you here.
Thank you. It was very fun.
Are you playing anywhere around town anytime soon?
No, not right now, but you know, next year we will be.
And if people want more information on you and all you're up to, where should they go? Facebook?
I don't know. Just Google us. just Google us.
Tell you what, why don't you guys mind your own damn business?
The-muffs.com, I guess. I don't know.
I'm going to friend you.
All right.
Be friends.
Oh, man. Well, this is great. So from all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Play us out with a little Cheap Trick. Christmas,
great idea.
Christmas.
We need jingle bells right now.
Oh. Christmas time is here. Friends and family. Listen to this. This is rough.